This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Dan and Lizzie, what is the etiquette in terms of taking and sharing pictures of somebody else's home? I recently had a guest at a gathering at my home, let's call her Snappy Sally, who took a lot of pictures and later uploaded them to Facebook and Instagram, and later all of them to Flickr.
Oh, dear.
And I felt like my privacy had been breached, as anyone could see a virtual catalog of my possessions. Pictures of a gathering are fine with me, but I would never go on to photograph literally every room in someone's home without asking. When I contacted her and asked her to take them down, she was hurt and embarrassed and did not think that she had done anything wrong. What should I say if someone does anything like that again?
Oh, I feel so badly for you and your friend. I guarantee your friend had no intention of exposing your life, and it sounds like you definitely understand that. But it is a wrong at a level that does need to be pointed out. The question is how to point it out tactfully. And how do you let someone know that they have made you really uncomfortable and even from a safety perspective violated your hospitality in such a way without actually saying that? When someone has made such a big error like this, where clearly they weren't thinking about the repercussions or the potential negative side of this, they're just excited about your home and the things they see in it and they want to share it. And we all share so many photos these days. How could you not think that that's totally appropriate? It's a very delicate situation. As you described, your friend was really hurt to find out that you were upset by this. And my response would vary based on, were they hurt and being defensive, or were they hurt and understanding? Because if they're hurt and being defensive, I think you do have a right to explain your position. Say, you know, everyone takes so many pictures nowadays, and I don't think they realize that that's actually really exposing a lot of people's possessions and their personal life without realizing it. If she's not picking up what you're throwing down, when you say, hey, I really wasn't comfortable with having, you know, every room of my house up on Flickr, that would be the gentle way of explaining it. You know, you don't need to go down the route of, don't you even understand how much that exposes my life? That's something you may really want to say, but that's the one you want to hold back from.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm reminded of the imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, right.
In some ways, this is one of those cases where something that's as bad as being sort of copied in an explicit way that is really wrong is an etiquette faux pas. At the same time, you could also perceive this as flattery, that someone was so impressed or felt inspired to share because she thought your home was so beautiful. And I think you could also get just a little bit of mention or honoring the good place that it may have come
Absolutely.
From into that request that it comes down. You know, I am so flattered that you thought that you would like to share pictures of my home with your followers on X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to being out in public quite like that, if you could please take them down. That might be another way to soften that language just
Absolutely.
A little bit and honor her good intentions, as well as address the reality of what happened being not so polite.
And setting that boundary. And, you know, a lot of us, we don't even think when someone's taking pictures at parties, things like that. We don't even think about it. And then all of a sudden you might see the photos online and it's that, oh my goodness, moment where you go, whoa, that's a little more exposure than I wanted, or that particular picture we just don't need to have up public and permanent. And it's okay then to say, hey, this really made me uncomfortable. A couple photos, sure. Every room in my house, that's too many to feel okay.
There might even be other situations that arise where keeping the relationship less contentious makes it more likely that you're going to get the end result that you're looking for. So I think that you're really wise to be thinking about the quality of that ask and how to manage it with tact and poise. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.